Amen. Be seated. All right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Listen, as I get set up here, I wish I could just stay in this moment. I don't even have a lot of words right now. God is good. God is really good. You know, for the past 8 months, Shayla and I have been preparing for this transition, this lighting of the torch from Sam and Cynthia Powell to Shayla and I. You know, I use the term lighting the torch because when you pass the baton in a relay, once you pass that baton, your race is over. That's what happens. But with Sam and Cynthia, their race is not over. Their race is not over. But when you pass that torch, you see, your torch stays lit as the next one continues on. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. It's a passing of the torch. Sam and Cynthia's race is not over. Their service to God, to his kingdom, to his church will continue to burn bright in their legacy of faith, their passion and their convictions that's wrapped with their love for God and his people will continue here in Westchester as well as in their next chapter in life. And so at this time, I would like everybody who can stand, please stand and show the honor that's due to Sam and Cynthia Powell. Amen. So I'm out of breath, so I'm gonna need to pray right now. Please join me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your power and your love and your son who lived this life and yet came from the throne of heaven to come on earth and die for us. Thank you that you considered us worthy. And as though we go through life and we go through transitions, please remind us that you're with us, that we're not walking alone, that we're not on an island to ourselves, that you are with us. I pray this morning, not only for myself, because God, I know I need it, but for my family, for my friends, for my brothers and sisters. God, as we go forth in this new chapter, that we move together. That you will not let anything divide us, but that the love of Christ, his sacrifice, will not be in vain in the decisions and the way we choose to walk. Thank you so much for the victories that you've given us in the past, and thank you for the victories you will give us in the future. Amen. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I wanted to start off to acknowledge I have my family here. Y'all heard some of the stories. I think I was joking that I have my baby brother who is 6'3". My baby brother Ben, his wife Keisha, and their new baby boy son Brandon is here. So I want to apologize to those sitting behind him. So because you can't see, I ain't got nothing to do with that. My wonderful younger sister, Kim, is here as well with her daughter, Cadence. They're here in the corner. Got my nephew, John, who's looking like GQ behind me. My oldest brother, Mark. And of course, my niece over there with her, just hanging out, Ziva. Hey, baby. And then, of course, you know, my mom has been with us for the past 3 weeks. And today, you know, today she's leaving. She's going back home. So in the fellowship, just love up on her and make her cry so that she would decide to come on back. But yeah, we, you know, if you're visiting with us today for the first time, you came at a unique point in our church. Today marks the beginning of a new chapter in Westchester. And so for me personally, you know, it's extra special because this dream to one day be in this role was in my heart for over 20 years. And there were seasons where I never thought this would happen. And not because I wasn't faithful. I just didn't think that was what God had intended for me in that time. And it's probably true. But what I realize is that God determines the times and places. And so just as today is special for me, if you're visiting, this is special for you as well. So as we begin this new chapter, I'm titling, Let's Go. Let's go. Why? Because the time of transition is over. It's over. God is moving. And if God is moving, we can't afford to sit still any longer. We can't. Now, I don't know if you can tell, but I'm a little excited. I'm a little fired up because I'm so excited about this new chapter. My first point is let's go forward. Because I know that in transitions in our lives, when it's done with God, the uncertainties that we face of the future, we know that God is with us and that our faith is going to be stretched. We know that because God is with us during this time of transition, that it doesn't matter because for me, I don't control the future. It's not in my hands. It's not in your hands. It's in God's hands. Those uncertainties, those what ifs, what's going to happen, that's in His hands. And so I don't have to worry. All I gotta do is move forward. That's what we gotta do. In Isaiah 43:18-19, it says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Not only is God doing a new thing, He wants us to see His signature in it. He wants us to witness this amazing thing that's happening in our church and in our lives. Now, when we move forward, we don't want to move forward with blindfolds or covering our eyes because we might miss it. We might miss this thing that God is doing. He says, "Do you perceive it?" To be able to perceive something is to be aware. That you are aware is that you can't quite put your finger on it. You can't quite touch it. You can't quite wrap your arm around it, but you sense it. That's what he's talking about. Do you perceive it? Are you aware something is happening? I know I believe it. I know when I talk to you, I sense it. There's something rumbling. There's something going on. Now, you may not fully experience it. You may not be able to fully explain it, but something is happening. See, I'm doing a new thing. That's what he says. And this new thing, it's not an illusion. It's not superficial or fake because it's of God. And because we know it's of God, we can move forward. We can move forward. Just think about the last 6 months for a minute. In the last 6 months, we've seen people get baptized, didn't we? We've seen people rise up to lead family groups. There was a point we had about 9 groups. Now we're up to 17. We've just witnessed the reboot of a campus ministry in Westchester. We've just witnessed servants rising up to love and care for our campus ministry like moms and dads. We've just witnessed regional leaders appointed right here in Westchester. And let me tell you something, that's not normal. There aren't people streaming into the full-time ministry. They're doing the opposite. God is doing something. Do you perceive it? Are you aware of it? And I'm gonna say this, these new things that God is doing has nothing to do with a new program. It has nothing to do with a new system in place. Nothing to do with new teachings, okay? It's because God is moving forward. That's why these things are happening. And he wants us to see it. He wants us to perceive it. He wants us to be aware of it. He wants us with him in these things that he's doing. You know, he says, I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Now think about it. These two places are opposite of each other. It's not supposed to be a path in the wilderness. It's not supposed to be there. The wilderness is an uninhabited, uncultivated piece of land. The only thing that you should probably find there is a Jeep Wrangler, just roaming through like the commercials. But God says, that's right. That's exactly where I'm gonna make a way. In the places that you think it shouldn't happen. He says, I'm gonna make a way in the wastelands. I'm gonna make streams in the wastelands. Wastelands are unused area of land that becomes barren and overgrown. And God says, that's right. That's exactly where I'm going to make a way. Do you perceive it? Are you aware of it? This is the God that we are putting our trust in. We're not putting it in me. We're not putting it in Sam or those before us. We're putting it before God because God is doing a new thing. Now, you might be wondering, how is it that Shayla and I are so hopeful about the future, about this new chapter in Westchester? Well, it's because we personally experience God making a way in the wastelands and in the barren places in our lives. Now, as you know, when we arrived to Westchester last year, we thought we knew what we were gonna get into. You know, we thought, hey, all right, we're here, we're gonna lead youth and family, you know, we're gonna get to know some teens and parents, kiss some babies and shake some hands. You know, stuff like that. Then we get the call. Hey, bro, there's gonna be some changes. Buckle up. Buckle up. And then we begin this year, 2024, with the training wheels off our bikes. And it's time to go. It's time to roll. But thanks to the Powells, the core team, Scott and Theresa Kirkpatrick, God was making a way. He was making a way. He provided the things that we were gonna need for this new chapter. He knew the people that needed to be in our lives at the time that they were, because God was gonna do a new thing and we were able to perceive it. And because we were able to perceive it, we were able to embrace it. And that's the power of God. That's God moving forward. That's what's happening there. In John chapter 14, verses 12 and 14, Jesus says, very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me, do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you have asked in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I'll do it. And I'm like, really, Jesus? So let me get those lotto numbers in Jesus' name. So
Let me get those lotto numbers. You know?
He said anything. Similar in Ephesians chapter 3, Paul says, "Now to him who was able to do immeasurably more than all we ask for or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." So really, Paul was able, he's talking about us being able to do, that God will be able to do something even more than we can imagine. So what does all this mean? God is in the business of the impossible. That's what that means, that he is in the business of the impossible. When we reached our limits, that's where God shows up and shows out. When we realize, okay, all of our human efforts of trying to do something, when we get to that point where we realize, okay, we can't do it, God's like, "I told you couldn't do it. So let me show up and show out." God is in the business of the impossible. We may have dreams. We may want to, you know, do great things, do this and do that. But nothing happens outside of God's will. Don't think for a moment all these different things that transpired to get us here had anything to do with my talent or Shayla's good looks. Had nothing to do with that. Love you, babe. You're looking good, though, for real. Had nothing to do with that. Nothing happens outside of God's will. That's what it's all about. Jesus says that the believers will do the work that he's been doing and will be able to do even more. Why? So that the Father may glorify Jesus. You see, we can ask for whatever we want, but it has to line up with his will. Is it the new thing that God is doing, or is it your thing or my thing? This is why we pray. This is why we seek counsel. This is why we beg and find out, God, is this along your will? Because if it is, it's gonna get done. And it's gonna get done in a mighty, mighty way. You see, moving forward in this new chapter will still require us to do the work that Jesus did. It's still gonna require that. As Paul reminded disciples in Ephesus, I remind you today, whatever we hope to achieve in this new chapter will not happen because of our talents or our programs or our social media platforms or any external initiatives. It's gonna happen because of his mighty power that works inside of us. That's how these things are gonna be achieved. It's not gonna become something that we create on our own. It's gonna be Spirit-inspired. And we'll know it's Spirit-inspired because God will put his signature on it and sign off. That's how we're gonna know. If he's not signing off on it, we don't want it. Let's send it back to sender. We don't want it. We want God to have complete control of the things that we're gonna get engaged with. So I ask you today, what's impossible? What is beyond our imagination? There's a million people living in Westchester County. Can we reach them? There's a generation gap in our church. Campus, young professionals, young marrieds with kids. These are demographics that are some of the demographics that are missing in our church. Can we build a bridge to them? I ask you these questions. There's a growing population of Latinos in Westchester County. Can we see them? Remember, God is in the business of the impossible. He's in the business of the impossible. So the answer to all those questions is God is in the business of the impossible. This is what the next chapter starts today with. We start to dream and visualize the impossible. And then we look to God to find out if this impossible thing is in your will. And when we're convinced that it's in his will, we move forward.
we move forward. The impossible things that we do in this church and that we're going to be engaged in is going to be exciting and it's going to be amazing. But I want everybody with us. I want everybody to experience this new thing. I want everybody to be able to experience what is it that God has for us. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know. I have no idea what God truly has in store for us. But I've seen a little peek behind the curtain. I saw the last six months. I saw some things. And if that's just a tip of what it's going to be, I want to sign up. I want to be a part of that new thing. I want to perceive what's happening. I want to go into that wasteland where there shouldn't be no path other than a Jeep Wrangler. And I want to be able to be there and witness it for myself. And I want all of us to be there as well. All of us to be a part of it. So let's go forward together. Together. Why should we go forward together? Because the unity is important to Jesus. Unity is important to Jesus. As followers of Christ, unity tells the world that Jesus came from God. It's so important that Christians are unified because it sends a message to the world. It acts as a sharing of faith without us saying anything. They see this group. They see this community that's bonded. Yes, there's some differences. They're all not wearing red shirts and blue pants. They all don't sing the same. I apologize. But there is something that unifies them. And when I'm amongst them, I recognize Christ. That's vital in us moving forward together. In Romans chapter 8, in verse 38, Paul was convinced of this. He says, "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor present, nor future, nor any powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul was convinced that nothing will separate him from the love of God. Paul wasn't naive. He wasn't born yesterday. He was a learned man. He understood that Satan was constantly at work, looking to divide Christians. And so he became convinced that I'm not going to let anything separate me. Now, I personally, for the past 3 weeks, have experienced these attacks. I experienced attacks from Satan in my relationship, in my trust of others, in my leadership, and all of this taking place just a few days before today. So I'm not naive that Satan is at work, looking to divide, looking to distract what God has set out for me to do. And I know I'm not the only one. I'll give you one even better. I didn't even tell Harry about this. He gives me a call this morning and says, "Hey, bro, there's no chairs in here." Now, we laugh, but this is what I was thinking. Satan might be at work. Let me tell you why. Harry is here every Sunday, 8, 7:45-ish, getting things ready, him and along with the other service teams. And here he is walking into a room that should have been set up, and it wasn't. You don't think Satan probably put some seeds in his heart? You see what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about. There's no communication here. Everybody's home. They eating breakfast. They got their coffee. Here I am, got to deal with the sound and chairs now. I'm just saying, it might be. I'm just saying. You know, but what I'm saying you to all this is that we got to be alert. Don't think for a minute Satan's taking a day off while you're trying to move forward. Don't think he's going to stop. And so I'm telling everyone this to be alert that our enemy is looking to divide us. So we got to be convinced. We got to be convinced of this, that nothing is going to split us up. In this new chapter for Westchester, you and I can't let anything separate us. Anything. Not hardships, not the past, not unknown futures, not culture, not race, not ethnicity or difference of opinions. No, no, those things will not divide us. You and I will move forward together because we're gonna keep our eyes fixed on Christ. That's why we move forward together. It's His blood that binds us together. It's His mission that we've been commissioned for. It was His prayer for you and I to be as one as He and the Father as one. This is what Jesus wanted us to experience together. Together. My message to those of you who are visiting, like I said, I know this is a unique day. But if you're visiting with us today, I want you to consider what you've heard so far. Do you belong to a community of believers that are dedicated in moving forward in Christ? I'm not talking about a perfect community. I'm not talking about one with no blemishes or a little wrinkle on the shirt. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about men and women who understands their limitations, understand their faults, but are going to decide to fix their eyes on Christ. And now we're going to look to the left of us, and we're going to look to the right of us, and we're going to call you to do the same because you've made that same commitment. Whether you've made it 20, 30 years ago, or you made it today, we're going to help you and keep you accountable. This is what this community is like because we move forward together. If you don't belong to a community like that, examine your life carefully then. And determine, is God trying to get your attention? Is He trying to do a new thing in your life, but you just can't see it? And if you can't see it, ask yourself why. What's blocking my vision? What's in the way that I can't see you right now? Ask someone who is spiritually minded, someone who has committed themselves to Christ, to help you. This is not the time to be walking alone. Westchester Church, we're moving together, and we're inviting you to join us. We're okay. We take all comers. Come on. You want to know what Jesus is like? Come follow us. We'll show you. We're not perfect, but we know a few things. We got a few things on that we can do. And so I'm going to leave you with these last thoughts. Going back to Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. God said, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I say today, Shayla and I, we perceive something special is happening in Westchester. We do. And I know that many of you sense it as well. And it's okay if you don't quite get it now. Stick with it. Hang in there with us. Hang in there, because I don't believe God's only gonna make me see something, but don't let everybody else see it. He's not trying to keep secrets. He wants everyone to perceive it. He wants everyone to be aware of this new thing that He's doing. And so, brothers and sisters, again, I cannot tell you enough how grateful Shayla and I are for being here. Thank you that you've put your trust, not only in God, but you're putting your trust in us. We understand it's a relationship, and we're gonna continue to build together. But what I'm asking is that you don't give up. That you decide, man, you're gonna continue to move forward. I'm not saying forget the past and never remember anything again, because the things in the past help us get to this point. Whether the challenging things or the greatest of things got us to this point. Now that we're here, let's continue to move forward together. Amen.